KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio.
We are back in Park City, and actually we're at the Surefoot location here on the canyon side. Surefoot, by the way, started back in 1982, and I need to say thank you to Bob Shea for helping to make the connections here. He and his brother Russ actually started this whole thing in 1982. Ted, you said you've been here since
1999.
All those years later, 25 years now of fitting boots and doing the right thing. Navi settled on the Lang, which, Mike, that was the boot you were in, wasn't it?
Right, right. Yeah, when I was a kid, I never could wear them because they were made too narrow. But, you know, I have a fat foot. But then, now that I can wear them, I love them.
Why is that a good fit for him? The width?
So this version from Lang is called the LX, and it is the wider forefoot fit, and it has a high-volume instep and space for your foot, yet it still has that high performance 130 flex and the geometry like the narrower fitting Langs do.
So the first thing you did was get some custom footbeds made, and you do that right in the back of the shop here.
We do. We have two CNC millers here, so we use the scans of the foot to mill them in about 20 minutes for a pair. Yeah.
And then you took his back, and because he has such a wide foot, you were heating up the shell itself and then pushing it out and then cooling it off so that it formed a little bit better to what is a very wide foot, right?
Yeah, at 107 millimeters wide, he's about a centimeter wider than the boot. So this version in a one size bigger would have been 102 wide. This boot is about 100 wide, and we had to make it big enough for your foot and a little bit of liner. So we added about a centimeter of width to the outside of it.
All right, so that got us to the point of actually doing the Surefoot fit, which is a mouthful. Explain what that process is like.
Well, we started with an empty bladder, which is the lining that goes inside of the plastic shell. We chose the C heat liner, which is the wider fitting liner with a larger calf opening. It also accommodates for taller insteps like yours. So we set you up on your footbed so your ankle is supported in neutral, and then we fill the padding into the liner while you wear it so it comes in a liquid expanding foam, and in about 2.5 minutes it's set and the hoses and bottles break away and it winds up being a replica of your foot and ankle inside of the liner.
So how does it feel?
It feels great. I just love how they mold here. I got a little bump right here, but it feels, I just can't wait to get out there.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I know I can find my edges just because I'm right at the edge of the boot. It's where I want to be.
Yeah. Really, anybody of any ski level and any age should go through this process to have the right boot for them, right?
Yes, as long as they're sort of through their growing years. Mm. So we build orthotic insoles for all skiers from about 10 years or 22 centimeters in foot length on up. But if the child or the young adult is still potentially growing, like in the bone structure,
right,
then we want to use a traditional liner that they can continue to grow through. So sometimes a kid will put on a boot and grow a whole shoe size and the boot still needs to fit. But anyone who's finished growing, absolutely take them through the scanning process, make a footbed and a custom liner. We can put the batteries on to heat that thing up, keep your toes warm.
Is it pretty normal for people, you know, we started by talking about the fact that, I mean, Navi retired in January of last year, so a full year now.
Right.
And but in our age bracket, is it normal for people to come and look for changes in their equipment because they have changed the way they ski or, you know, maybe a surgery or something has changed?
For sure. People's feet tend to continue to
morph.
I don't want to say grow, but they're always changing. You've got knuckles that are getting bigger, or you got a, you drop a board on it or something like that. But, yeah, they're also lighter, easier to put on and off. You know,
right.
better grippy soles to walk on, stuff like that.
So, talk to us for a second about the changes in boots, because the first thing you noticed is that they're much lighter than
the
boots
you're in. These boots are so light. But, you know, Tim, the most important thing I want to emphasize with anybody who wants to ski is it's not supposed to be painful. And your boots can fit. And people say, well, it only matters your skis, not your boots. And not true. If your boots are great, you are a great skier.
The technology has changed, though, Ted. You were talking about how they're more flexible on top here, but still firm and, you know, on the outside. And yet there's a whole lot less material here, which makes them lighter.
Absolutely. One of the big stories in boots has been weight. So they're cutting probably a pound off of each of these boots compared to the boots we made you 10 years ago. And then they're using co-molded plastics where it's a softer density, a diameter of plastic where you're sliding in and out of the boot. So you have a stiff, rigid spine and case, but you can still put your foot through it in a 130 flex.
My wife cannot go out. She's got very sensitive extremities, fingers and toes, and from skiing all those years and having probably near frostbite, if not frostbite. And so she has to have boot warmers, but you said they've changed even that technology.
The liners that we use today have an integrated heating coil on top of the toes, which is a big change from mounting it on the footbed underneath. Your toes tend to be more sensitive on top,
right?
And it creates a shield of warmth inside of the toe box of the boot. It also leaves an opportunity for people to have the traditional under and on top for those with, you know, Raynaud's or some condition that might make their extremities get cold. If you can trick the physiology of your foot to thinking that the toes are warm, it'll keep the blood flowing,
right,
and it'll keep your hands warmer too.
Finally, these footbeds, you can use them in other shoes besides your boots, can't you? You were mentioning you're an Upland game guy.
Yes, sir.
And spent a lot of time, it sounds like, with your dogs out there, and you use them even when you're out and about doing that kind of recreation.
We build them for all types of footwear. We're actually the largest manufacturer of orthotics in the country. The footbeds we use are an Amfit company, and so we have the type that we machine here on site. That's an EVA machine footbed. The ski footbed that you're standing on, Navi, is a dedicated skiing footbed because it's not made for a flexible soled shoe, so it has a full arch and a little toe grip on it. But when we build them for athletic shoes or hikers or any other type of footwear that has a flexible sole, we usually use a medium density material, and then the milling machine carves them specifically for an athletic use. It's slightly reduced arch and no bump under the toe, so it can flex and you can be comfortable. But we also, in our factory, can direct ship more mechanical types of orthotics from the same scans. We can get carbon fiber or 3D printed or cork machined, three-quarter length.
There you go.
So Surefoot started here in Park City. How many locations now?
I believe we have 30 locations now. So around
just in the U.S., around the world.
Yeah, we're in London, Oslo, Verbier, and Val d'Isère in Europe. The rest are all North American.
I think when I was texting Bob when I started this conversation.
He was in Switzerland.
He was in Switzerland, and he was headed back here. He said he was over there at one of the headquarters. Anyway, I do some work with the World Pro Ski Tour, and Surefoot is a major sponsor. It's no surprise that some of the best downhillers and racers rely on Surefoot for the right boots so that they can, you know, do the right thing on the mountain. Ted, it's always great to see you. Thanks for your help today.
Thanks, guys, for coming in.
It's awesome.
Are you happy, boy?
I'm so happy, Tim. I couldn't imagine skiing without Surefoot.
Yeah.
I mean, once you have it, you could never go back.
Right. Well, that's going to do it for this week's show. Don't go away. Coming up next, it's The Greenhouse. We'll turn things over to Ton and Maria. We have Cougar basketball coming up tonight. They start Big 12 play, and I believe they're taking on Cincinnati.
There you go.
With 7 o'clock pregame, 8 o'clock tip. Enjoy it. We'll be back with you next week, and I'll join you Monday morning starting at 5 o'clock. Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon. Have a good weekend, everybody.